BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penelope. A cross between Penny and Penelope. Morning, Penelope Noir.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Just getting into my Monday morning here in Tāmaki. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Sitting in the sun.
Sitting in the sun. Oh, hopefully sipping on a coffee or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what are we chatting about this morning for fashion?
I thought we'd talk about flannel,
yes.
The fabric,
yes.
Not the thing that washes your face.
Yes. Okay. I guess the big thing about flannel is it is so strongly tied to grunge.
It is.
Yes.
But we're going to go back in time.
Even further back in time than the 90s.
Yeah, because we've talked about Pendleton flannel shirts before and grunge and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would go back to the beginning.
Okay. So are we talking like Woodsman grunge or even earlier than that?
Even earlier.
Okay.
So 16th, 17th centuries.
Okay.
In Wales, they started weaving because they've got lots of sheep wool.
Mm-hmm.
And they would brush it so that it was nice and soft on both sides.
Yes.
And then the main town that they had, it was done in Newton, Newtown. And that became the centre of the flannel industry for the UK, and it had a company called the Shrewsbury Drapers Company, who from 1536 right through to the 1790s had the monopoly on it, which is crazy to me.
Yes. What was the name of the company again? It was the Shrewsbury somethings.
Shrewsbury Drapers Company.
Oh man, that is a great name for a business, Shrewsbury Drapers Company.
It's pretty cool, eh? But then along came this guy who was called Sir Price Jones.
Man, more good names. Sir Price Jones.
Yeah, so his surname, his real name was, well, his full name was Price Jones. But for some reason, when he was knighted he became Sir Price Jones.
Yes.
And he had a store, started as a drapery, and it became really big. But he also created mail order, and so there was like he created the first mail order.
Okay,
catalog.
This is we're going. What's okay? Give us what year again is this mail order happening?
Well, he was born in 1834, so it was around the 1870s, and he had a massive warehouse with its own post office, and it was right next to the railway.
Yeah,
so people could order off the catalog, predominantly Welsh woolen flannel.
Yep.
And it just went all around the world, and he kind of really escalated that.
Oh, wow, it's crazy. I mean, mail order, is that just putting a couple of, like, shillings in the post, or?
Yeah, well, I guess they would have.
Sending coins, right?
Wired money.
Oh, wired money, yes.
So, like, I guess, like, telegram or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Credit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it was really big. He sold to Florence Nightingale and Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
And Te Papa has a pair of Queen Victoria's drawers that were Price Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of Norway, Empress of Russia. And at one point he sold to over 100,000 people in the UK and then over 200,000 globally, including to Australia.
Yes. Man, that's crazy. We're obviously talking shipping times, which would be months, if not years.
Yeah, months.
Yeah.
For sure. And then the Industrial Revolution happened, of course, and there were carding machines made, and so the handmade flannel kind of disappeared and it became all manufactured.
Yes, yes. I mean, with the shipping to such faraway places, did people have catalogs in those times? How did people know?
Was the first person to create a mail order catalog as well.
Yeah, so he
and so they got posted out.
He would have had like traders or agents on his behalf that were in far corners of the globe? Is that how that would work?
Yeah, I would think so. And like at, you know, stores and things like that, they probably held those catalogues and then might bulk order on other people's behalf as well.
Yeah. Wow, that's so crazy. Crazy. I mean, and how long did this flannel sort of revolution stick around for? Did it go in and out of vogue, or is it?
Well, Hamilton Carhart picked it up in the 1800s and kind of transformed it into uniforms workwear in the US.
Yes.
And the Welsh industry kind of died down a bit as the Americans kind of picked it up, and it went into like grey flannel suits and that sort of thing.
Yes.
As well.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Wow. Goodness me. And Penny, anything else to wrap up fashion on the origins of flannel?
Just that flannelette is the cotton version.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from.
Do we have it? Someone's just texted through. Is there a connection between flannel and tartan?
Well, I guess they're side by side, but the Welsh flannel wasn't always checked, you know, where the Scottish wool was tartan. And, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Penny, thank you very much for this edition of Fashion. We'll look forward to next week's. Any sort of hot tips on what we might be looking at next week as far as fashion?
No, haven't thought about it yet.
All right, mate. Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.